today on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I'm talking about the new rated R comedy starring Jennifer Lawrence, No Hard Feelings.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're all watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech shit is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am doing a review of the new film, No Hard Feelings. This is a Jennifer Lawrence starring film. It's sort of her return to film. They're dubbing it that way, even though I don't feel like she's really gone anywhere. I guess nowadays, if you haven't been in a film in a year, they talking about you returning. So it's a rated R. It's a comedy, 1 hour and 43 minutes, written by John Phillips and Gene Stupnitsky, directed by Gene Stupnitsky. The cast: Jennifer Lawrence, Andrew Barth Feldman, Laura Benanti, Natalie Morales, and Matthew Broderick. The story is about Maddie, played by Jennifer Lawrence, who thinks she's found the answer to her financial troubles when she discovers an intriguing job listing. Wealthy helicopter parents looking for someone to date their introverted 19-year-old son, Percy, and bring him out of his shell before he leaves before college. But awkward Percy proves to be more of a challenge than she expected, and time is running out. She has one summer to make him a man or lose it all. So that's the story from their standpoint. Now, I was intrigued by this movie. As you know, if you listen to the show, I don't review every movie that's out there. I don't have the time for that. So I'm really kind of picky about the ones that I go to. And this intrigued me. For one, I couldn't remember ever seeing Jennifer Lawrence in a comedy. And I believe it ended up, I think they're dubbing it her first comedy ever, like just she's certainly been funny in roles, but never the comedian, right? And the rated R a little different, right? I don't go to a lot of, they show it to be sort of like a sex comedy, or we'll call it for the internets, we'll call it a segs comedy, right? Okay. So, and I was like, oh, that's a interesting thing for her to be doing, trying to get into there. Especially the last thing I had watched her in was Causeway, you know, very, very much a drama, different kind of thing. Turns out this is also a Jennifer Lawrence produced film. She's one of the producers for the film. So it's, I don't know, her taking control of her career a little bit more, and her wanting to work on passion projects, apparently. And this is something she found really funny and drew her back in to do a film before she even planned to. So, yeah, so all that drew me into, like, let me check this out. And I brought my good friend and fellow, he's a reviewer, but he reviews plays and musicals in town, Jay Irwin. He was my guest for this film. The best things about this film, number one, it is funny. I laughed a lot during the film. I laughed hard. It was a good laugh. I'd say the film just has good laughs throughout the film. The laughs are some, yeah, because of cringe moments. Some are because they're outrageous, but they all seem a little grounded in truth, right? So they're, it wasn't too far for me at any point. Like, it was a nice comedy, not raunchy It was not raunchy. So, which I think what I would think of when I hear a rated R comedy, I'm thinking it's going to get raunchy. And this one didn't. It can be dirty at times, but it's not, I wouldn't say raunchy. Number two, the acting. Jennifer, of the best things, number two, the acting. Jennifer Lawrence gives a solid performance in this. In fact, I commented that I think she was maybe too good for the movie. I think she elevates the script and the story to a level that would probably be a lot another actor wouldn't have done for the script what she did. She's a fantastic comedic actor. That is beyond proven now in this film. She's a wonderful sense of humor. She has wonderful comic timing, and I really hope that she does comedies more, because I think she had great strides in this. She's so committed to every moment and to everything she's doing. I should have known it, but sometimes you don't know when someone starts off in drama and moves to comedy. If they're good actors in comedy, you're it's pretty safe that they're going to be a good dramatic actor. And she's done the reverse, and I'm pretty excited to see her in future comedies. I think this was a great role for her. Everyone else in the film does quite well. It's a good ensemble. Matthew Broderick kind of has an exciting little role as the father of Percy. And it's nice to see actors like Matthew Broderick, who I would think he could just star in films, right? He could just his name carries enough weight to star in a film, but he chose to do this role, which he probably doesn't need to do it for money or anything. So he chose a supporting role that was just kind of interesting and a different kind of character than we've seen. And I think that was a wonderful choice on his part. And I think he does a very fine job in that. Now, the worst parts about the film, I'd say the editing, kind of clunky editing. There were times like they changed positions while you can see that they changed positions and the camera changes angles and they go back and they're in a different position. Just like, and they stood out to me. I try to drop that, my suspension of disbelief, so I don't want to notice those things. There was another where I noticed there's a scene and it's a little emotional and there's a tear on Jennifer Lawrence's cheek, and then it cuts to him for a second and then comes back and the tear's gone. And it's like, well, yeah, it dried out. And hey, also, isn't her hair a lot drier than it was in the beginning of the scene, which is only like 2 minutes? So there's just scenes like that. And when because I try to disregard that, I know that those errors happen, so I don't want to focus on them and have a story ruined because of that for me. When it does happen, I know it was pretty blatantly bad in that sense. So the editing was tough. I also say, I don't think they stick the landing. Like, I don't want to give too much away, but the movie... The movie and the story gets to where it needs to be, where it should, where I don't know necessarily that you're expecting, but where the film's ending makes sense based on the premise and the characters and stuff, but I don't think they earned it. I think they would have had to add another 10-20 minutes to the film in order to get the ending, to explain the ending, to be how the characters' points of view change or how they come to that conclusion. There's things that, you know, there's inevitable conclusions or resolutions, things that people need to do to be better that you expect at the end of films. And I feel like they get there, but they don't, it doesn't take the right path, or there's steps missing in it, if that makes sense. So I say pretty good film, and the ending, they just didn't stick, and they just like, but they pretended they did. They're like, hey, look at me, I'm look how wonderful I stuck that landing, and they didn't. And number three, I would say there's something about the film that's lacking. there's nothing exceptional about it, other than seeing Jennifer Lawrence do a comedy, which hopefully, you know, she does more of. And then in 10 years, we look back and go, well, what was the exceptional thing about this film? If we didn't know who Jennifer Lawrence is there anything exceptional about it? And I don't think there is. You know, it's a nice story. It's you know, not great. Not something I feel the urge to tell people you got to go see. It's something if my friend, I've got a friend George who will text me and go, hey, me and the wife want a date night. Whoa, what's out there that's not like the biggest Marvel blockbusters? We don't want to see that kind of thing. I'm like, oh, no hard feelings. That's pretty good. If you don't mind some sex jokes, occasional, not too raunchy. Yeah, it's not a bad date night. So, yeah, I mean, that's where it is. The film is not high art. It's a good date movie. It's not going to, doesn't raise a lot of issues. Hopefully you and your partner or whomever you are with are on the same page about age, the age difference in this between the characters, 19 and she's probably 35, 32. It's a little gross. I mean, it's a little like weird. Not even the age gap. It's just where they are. The fact that he's not even gone to college yet, and then she's post that time. They're just, those are different points of the life. And when you see people together, and it can be different. And certainly, I think if the gender was switched in it, the age gap would be like, oh, that ain't right. Right. So it's there. I think it is a refreshing break to take from the IP blockbusters. I'm gonna kind of been hit and miss. And then there's the art house movies that are, you know, saw one recently that was just kind of like, oh, they're sculpting. That's cool. What else is happening? Nothing. Oh, this must be a metaphor. Great. Nothing like coming to a film for 2 hours to see a metaphor. Yay. So this is in the middle. You know, I think another reviewer commented at the film that this is the type of film, you know, I think what this had like a $40 million budget, something like that, which, yeah, outrageous amounts of money, but it's kind of a mid range, kind of low. But this is a film of 10 years ago that probably would have made the studio $100 million. So a nice little, like, some laughs, some little, you know, little excitement there. But I just don't see audiences going out to see this. I think this is one of the ones people are going to say, I'll just stream that. And that's a shame. People need to get out to see movies. They need to, unfortunately, I know $15-$20 a month is nothing to sneeze at. It adds up over time, but artists just aren't making money from these streaming films in the end, they're not. And it's like, oh yeah, poor Jennifer Lawrence. You know, she's probably, you know, rich now, but there's a lot of other people in the film that aren't rich, that residual checks on these would be good. And people just do need to realize that they get a lot more of that from when you make it to the movies than they do from you streaming. If at all, they get something. And as we are entertaining things like strikes and such, and wanting people to get paid more and fairly, like I do, like writers and actors, requires the consumer to pay more. And sometimes it's going to a movie. Sometimes it's buying a movie. This kind of film, even, I don't know, 5-7 years ago, could have done so much better with DVD sales, but it's probably not going to happen. Will they release it? Probably a few, but not like you used to. It's crazy. Anyway, get off my soapbox there. I'm a little sad that Jennifer Lawrence thought people were sick of her. That's what she said. So she took a break. I wasn't sick of you, Jennifer. Loved you. Love seeing you and stuff. Stay here. Don't. I love this side of you. I love the side of her that is this like carefree, fun. Let's see more of these. More Jennifer Lawrence in comedies. Let's do it. I don't need R-rated comedies. Let me see you in all types. I'll be very happy. The lesson of the film. I think the lesson of film is there's a fine line between being content and being stuck. Is it rewatchable? Yes. Yes. I think very rewatchable film. There's not enough. Nothing in it is that much of a surprise. So I don't think you ruin anything by rewatching. Now, my final word on the film. Jennifer Lawrence returns to the screen in a film that lets her flex her considerable comedic chops. Lawrence's performance is the highlight of the film. She is probably a much better actor than the movie deserves. It's kind of an awkward plot with a vast age difference in this would-be almost rom-com, but a little more of a raunchy sex comedy. The film suffers from some clunky editing and unearned resolutions. However, it's not really that bad. It's not terrific. It's that lovely mid-level film that makes for a good night out when you don't want to choose between some multiverse film or an artful British drama about bread. This is a type of movie where you go in open-minded, ready to laugh, and let the film wander around and have fun. My verdict. Out of my rating system, my 3L system, which gives me the choice between love it, like it, or lose it, I give No Hard Feelings a like it. So that's a review. Feel free to go check out the trailer for the film on my website. And you know how to find film trailers. But go to my website, yourwatchingmovie.com. You can see the trailer for this. Check out my reviews. And don't forget to subscribe. Subscribe to my video channel, on my YouTube channel, to the podcast itself. However you're consuming this content, go there, follow, subscribe, rate. And if you saw the film, please comment. Let me know. What did you think? Did you agree or do you disagree? Do you like this film? Let me know. Appreciate it. Until next time, thank you for listening to me talk about this film, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play to rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us. And relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas.